This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news on The Fan, brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Justin Wilson, the mayor of Alexandria, has just provided an update on the Potomac Yard proposal. He used the past tense in saying they worked tirelessly to give Alexandria a more stable and prosperous future. He's grateful to Stephanie Landrum and city manager, as well as entire Alexandria Council. But it sounds like they, Danny, are ending their quest to try to bring the Wizards and the Capitals to Virginia. Said they engaged in substantial community engagement over the past months that informed our negotiations and would have made the proposal even better for our community. But they are ending their effort to land the Wizards in the Capitol.
The first sentence of the City of Alexandria statement on the Potomac Yard Entertainment District proposal: the City of Alexandria has ended negotiations related to the Potomac Yard Entertainment District opportunity, and the proposal will not move forward. End. There it is. Slam the gavel. Done.
So we were literally last segment just speculating about everything swirling, where you've got Leonsis tweeting very positively about D.C., and about the arena, and us hearing some rumblings that maybe there was some type of repair to their relationship very recently. Then the mayor came out and said he was releasing a statement, and now he says that they are ending their bid, so to speak. Negotiations over with Monumental. So this leads me to believe then that we will absolutely imminently, I mean, if Alexandria comes out trying to get ahead of this thing with the mayor to say that they're no longer involved, tells me that Monumental in D.C. could have something coming very, very soon.
You would think so. I would say that is imminent, right? I mean, Alexandria clearly didn't want to wait to get this out so that they reacted second. Knowing that this is coming, they basically said, hey, you can't fire us, we quit. Right? It's not happening anymore. We've ended our pursuit of it. Therefore, we're not the ones that are walking away or whatever. You know what I mean? So they wanted to get there first.
Yeah,
I would expect a statement
this
in moments.
Because as I read the statement more, he talks about how they did a lot of work even since the press conference to continue to improve the plans. I just kind of view this as it didn't happen, we tried. Not a, we don't want the teams. I get the sense he's saying essentially, we swung for the fences and it didn't work out, and we're sorry about that, but we're moving on. Is that how you're reading this?
To a degree, I would say that this is a, before somebody comes out, thinking of Leonsis and company, before they come out and talk about how wonderful D.C. is and how we're so glad to be here, we, Alexandria, wanted you to know that we tried real hard and we wanted to do this and, you know, we worked very hard and it wasn't necessarily possible.
My guess is Ted's not going to stand there and say, we always wanted to be in D.C. D.C.'s the best option. Everybody knows what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to go to Virginia. Senator Lucas didn't allow it to happen, fairly inexplicably in my opinion, but I won't editorialize anymore. She said no, and that ended that. it was kind of over. So if I'm right, Ted's essentially going to acknowledge, hey, you guys saw, we want more space. We want a state of the goal all along has been this state-of-the-art amazing facility where we have the best first class in everything that we do. And we knew that we could do that in Virginia. It's easy to do that when we have a lot more space and we're starting from scratch. But this $550 million DC's given us will allow it to do us here too, and we're really, really happy. Like, I don't think that it's going to be acrimonious between Virginia and the teams.
No.
I think Justin Wilson, Alexandria, Monumental, they probably will high five and say, good effort. You know, we tried. And there'll be a meme of Lucas watching the high five and her staring from behind because she didn't let it happen or whatever. But now they go back to DC.
There's a reason that they wanted to rush and get this out first.
Yeah, because they look like losers.
Right.
They look like they lost out on the Wizards.
And that's kind of my point. So if there was, hey, we can push this next year, or we can maybe get it on the ballot in a different way, or it's tied to a casino or whatever the hell that was proposed for a second. If it was still alive, this wouldn't be happening. But Leonsis is walking away, going back to D.C., and I think he actually is going to be a little bit tone deaf and pretend that everything, this is where I always wanted to be, we're so happy for the partnership, and pretend like nothing happened. Like there's no egg on anyone's face, and they didn't have that press conference on that site, which is not really a press conference. They just made an announcement, didn't take any questions. But I do think he's going to try to pretend like it didn't happen. But for the mayor of Alexandria, they got to rush to get this out first so that nobody's like coming at you later for comment. Right. So what's a triumphant announcement for DC and Leonsis, then by extension makes it look like this wasn't worth fighting for it or something. And you got to get your nice words out now.
Oh, good. Louise Lucas just posted a new meme. As Monumental announces today that they are staying in Washington, D.C., we are celebrating in Virginia that we avoided the Monumental disaster. Thank you to everyone who stood with us in this fight. Cool. Prepare more memes. Wizards Cap's going to be staying in D.C. I wonder what the tone's going to be at the presser. Because, man, was it acrimonious between. And this is politics, right?
Yeah. It's all dirty. That's how it always goes, yeah.
It's ugly. But the mayor hated Ted, and Ted probably hated the mayor for the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to stand there and.
They're going to pretend everything's great.
Give a big smile. I don't think I think you're shortchanging Ted a little bit. It would be ridiculous for him to pretend like nothing happened. And there's no harm, no foul for him here. You know, there are people that were upset. There were also a lot of people that were excited. He can come out and say, all I've been trying to do the whole time is to get us. This is my job. I'm an owner. I'm a businessman. I'm trying to get my basketball team and my hockey team and my fans the best facilities and the best way to view games. That's what he should be saying. We had a great plan to do that in Virginia. We weren't allowed to execute it. Our next best option is right here at Capital One Arena, where we'll dump $500 million into an arena that's still fine. And it's going to be a lot better than fine because here's our new plans, and hopefully they've got some boards with some pictures. I'll bet you they have a few boards with pictures.
They got some pictures with boards on them. Or the other way around.
Boards That's of what
pictures.
They had
Boards
the,
of pictures. Yeah.
At the big press
well, that's
conference.
What I'm going to say. I mean, those ads can't un-ad, you know, during every Wizards game. And I don't know. I'd like to think there'd be some humility there. But, you know, I mean, watch a telecast when they're getting beat by 30 and we're telling you that this guy had 4-4 off the bench and it's outstanding and it's a great effort and, you know, everything's roses, you know? I mean, it's hard to say that they'll treat this the way that it should be treated.
I think that depends, though, on the crew. I've never had an issue with Joe being locker.
That's true.
Not calling out the Capitals. I think Alan May lights fire under the team.
No, they're great.
The Wizards do that less. It's probably hard to, I mean, just constantly beat up on a team over and over again when they lose every single game. But I hear people bashing the coverage for Monumental a lot. The Caps, to me, I don't know that anybody's gotten in trouble. And when the team plays really badly, they acknowledge it. But I'm curious what the timing of this is now. I was thinking, like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Ted's tweeting this. The mayor says he's got a statement coming. This feels like it's now.
Well, as soon as Alexandria, like, won the race to get their statement out first, any minute, honestly.
Yeah, it feels like
somebody's
going to
say something soon, yeah.
The mayor and Ted are going to be doing a press conference or something's going to be coming down the pike. So keep it glued right here to 106.7 The Fan. But in the meantime, it looks like, if you're about my age, the only arena you really ever remember going to, I've got very faint memories. My dad used to take me to USA Arena a few times a year for Wizards and Caps. I don't remember, like, parking there, walking in, what it really felt or looked like. I remember a couple games I was at, though. I remember a Bullets game seeing George Mirison, or a Caps game, my first Caps game ever. For the most part, my entire life, since I've been 9 years old, been going to 7th and F Streets. And we'll keep doing that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that arena. It's nothing great about it either. But if you dump $500 million in, the problem is it's hard to really renovate.
You can't expand the footprint only so much, right?
But it's hard to also do anything quickly that makes a major change that's all that noticeable. Because there's always games. There's always concerts. You can't stop using it for 7 months and send the Caps or the Wizards to Fairfax to play. I mean, God forbid Fairfax. I'm sure Senator Lucas.
Whoa, whoa!
Senator Lucas will be standing there outside Eagle Bank Arena. Memeing.
She's got memes right now.
You can't play here. Meme. Give me money for tolls. Oh, wait, you gave me three times as much as I wanted, but that's not enough. Meme. Anyway, forget that I said Fairfax. I should have never done that.
How dare you? No one wants the Grant Dome in Fairfax.
I also know that Virginia is just this evil, terrible place across the river that no one should ever go to. So my sincerest apologies.
Thank you.
Don't meme me, Senator Lucas. Meme.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!